With Tuesday's game with North St. Paul postponed due to weather in the Tri-County area, we were able to catch up with head coach Jen Thiesing of the Hastings Raiders girls softball team after their huge 7-1 sectional victory over Burnsville at home to kick off their week of action. The Raiders shined at the plate and in the field to get their sectional victory.
To be honest, we struggled a little bit with runners in scoring position. We haven't had that big hitting game yet, but we had one really good inning, and that took us forward here. We finally broke Gracie's, the Burnsville pitcher's system, adjusted, and really put the ball in play hard.
Offensively for the Raiders, senior leadership was shining on the field on Monday.
Emily Dombrowski, her last two games have just been phenomenal. She's a tiny package, but man, she's got some pop on the ball when she gets a hold of it. So she had a one-hopper to the fence that really broke the game open for us. She did it against Two Rivers last week as well. So she's on a streak right now.
Dombrowski also made one of the defensive plays of the year, diving to her right at second base, falling to a knee, making the throw to first for a huge out. That's the leadership the Raiders need the rest of the season.
I think that's really a mindset for her, because last year she was, you know, on occasion a little scared to dive, but this year, man, she's all over it. I think that she's just in her head, like, if it's by me, I'm getting it, and you know, that would have been her backhand side, and got up on her knee and still had the wherewithal to get it to the base, and it was a really great play. If you haven't seen it, go check it out.
Hastings lefty Haley Strain continues to grow and mature as a junior pitcher in the ring.
Yeah, she's working in a lot of different pitches now the last few games, and I think it's really keeping the hitters off balance. Obviously, like you said, it was a one-score game for them, and that wasn't even an earned run on top of that. So she's been lights out. You know, the ump wasn't as favorable to her yesterday, and she still worked through it and was able to get us the W.
With Tuesday's game with North St. Paul rained out, it's on to Thursday when the Raiders host Hill Murray for a special ball game.
Hill's sitting up at the top of the conference. You know, we've got a little side intel going on. We think they're going to pitch us kind of down in the zone a bit, so we'll work on that the next couple days to make sure we're seeing that ball well, and hopefully we'll hop on it early. Maybe this will be the game, talk about. We're going to have scoring in every inning. That's my goal. We're doing an all-white day Thursday. We're remembering Mark Dombrowski, who passed away last year on April 18th. So Emily's dad, and so we're going to have an all-white day for him.
Raiders host Hill Murray Thursday at 4:30.